Hello.
Hey, is this Jerome?
Hey, how you doing? It's Sam, right?
Yeah, Sam over at Bank of Cardiff. Not bad, man. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, I got some initial feedback on the application. Right up front, it looks like we're not able to get you approved right now. But the issue is, you know, as a startup business, to get the equipment finance, it's based entirely on your credit score. Now, right now, I will email this over to you. I have the credit report in front of me. I have you clocked in at a 523, and it really, the main thing that's causing it is that lien from the state of Maryland. Now, I have the letter that you sent, and I actually passed that along too as an explanation for it. And the feedback that I got is they understand that, but it's solely based on the credit score itself. So really what you need to do, and I'm not sure, like, are you going through any process to try to get that removed from your credit report?
I guess I need to.
That honestly is my best advice to you. Like, looking at your credit report, I mean, there's a few things on there, but it's nothing really bad. The only big issue is that lien, and that's causing the score to drop. If you had a score, I mean, without that lien, your score would be over 600, and I would absolutely be able to get something for you. But right now, with it on there, we can't. Now, moving forward, I know it can be, you know, a headache dealing with, like, the credit reporting agencies, all of that. So just to give you some options moving forward, now, if you do, the reason I was asking when we originally talked, if you have a few months of cash flow going, if you do get a few months of cash flow, I would be able to get you a cash loan with that still on the credit report. I can work around that with the explanation that you have to get you a cash loan, but I just need revenue to base it off of. So right now our only option is to do strictly a credit based, and with that on there, we're not able to do it.
What if there's a guarantor on the loan, please?
So someone else that would kind of like co-sign for it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that is something that I could work with. Do you have someone specific? Is it like a business partner or something?
If it was anyone, it would be my wife.
Okay.
Well, okay. How about that? Can you check on that to see if that's an option? In the meantime, I'll figure something out too. But I'll wait to hear back from you.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, do you have any idea what your wife's credit looks like? Any idea on what the score would be?
I don't. I need to actually give her a call.
Okay. Okay, yeah, what I'll do is I'll go back and try to get a little feedback on if we do have kind of like a qualified co-signer, if there's an option that we can do. And then I'll absolutely let you know, give you some feedback on that too.
Okay.
But right now that's where we stand. I'm happy to, you know, stay in touch and work through it with you. I know you're pretty early in the process, so things are going to kind of come along that you've got to navigate as you do it. Happy to work with you through it. You know, really, as far as getting the equipment, it's just that lien that's blocking us. If we're not able to get past that and you're able to get like 3 months of, you know, cash flowing into a bank account, at that point, I could get you a cash loan. And then we could that would actually help to improve your credit as well.
All right. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it, man.
I got you. Hey, Jerome, quick question for you, man.
Yep.
Are you the Jerome Sapp that played some football?
Yeah, I am.
Nice, man. Nice. I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. I come from a Notre Dame family, so I saw the name, recognized the SAP. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm gonna do my best. Stay in touch. I'll give you a call. Give you feedback on the cosign thing, and then hopefully have some options to go from there.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
All right. Cool. Thanks a lot, man.